Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Let's get into today's Bible lesson. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Thank you, Father. Oh, I'm excited. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful." His name shall be called Wonderful. Notice that. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. My Lord, at Christmas time, we remember the birth of our Savior. But if it's all that we had, that would have not complete the plan of redemption. It says his name will be called Wonderful. He is wonderful. His conception was wonderful. His childhood was wonderful. He was wonderful in ministry. He was wonderful in his death. He is wonderful in his resurrection, and he will be wonderful as well in his second coming. In the name of Jesus. All this is connected with the Christmas story. He was wonderful in conception and the announcing of his birth, so much that an angel had to come and announce the birth of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 1 from verse 26 to 37, we see that. Wonderful even in the announcement of his birth. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 37. Thank you, Father. He says, notice this. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." His birth was so wonderful that an angel came to announce it. And when 29, when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great." Let's all say that. "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." With God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. The announcement that Jesus was to be born was so wonderful that an angel came in even announced it. The conception was wonderful that as Mary questioned it, an angel replied. An angel reply. Notice we started with his name shall be called Wonderful, and with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Oh, and when the announcement was being made to the shepherds as well, it was so wonderful that the glory of God appeared. That was the glory of God that had appeared throughout the Old Testament. That glory appeared again. That glory appeared again. Luke chapter 2 from verse 1 to 20. We see the glory come. And verse 9 says that the glory of the Lord shone above them. The glory of the Lord came on the scene. That was how wonderful the announcement was concerning his birth. And then we see that he was also wonderful in his childhood. He was wonderful in his childhood. His childhood was so wonderful. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. Wonderful in childhood. Luke 2, verse 40. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 2. And verse 40. It says, and the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The child grew. The child grew and became strong. And became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. His childhood wasn't even a common childhood. His childhood was wonderful. The favor of God was with him. He was filled with wisdom. He was strong, wonderful in his childhood. And then we also see that he was wonderful in his ministry. He was wonderful in his ministry. His ministry was wonderful. His ministry on the earth was wonderful. First, he was anointed by the Holy Spirit to fulfill the work of God. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Luke 4, 14. Thank you, Lord. And it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went through all the surrounding countries, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. He made sure that if it's the Sabbath, he was in the synagogue. That's all they had that time. If he had been here, he would have been in church. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim," notice the first thing he said, "good news to the poor." Good news to the poor. "He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Oh, my Lord, he's announcing here the purpose for which he came. No, notice verse 1, he says, good news to the poor, good news to the poor, good news to the poor. Oh, poor man, you don't have to be poor anymore, I'm here. And then he said, he sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. Oh, the captivity that man had been in since the beginning when Adam and Eve fell. He said, I have come to proclaim liberty to the captives. That is the reason why Jesus Christ came. This morning, any form of captivity that you may be in, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you are free and released from that captivity in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And recovery of sight to the blind. Blind spiritually and blind physically. Jesus Christ does them both. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the eyes of our understanding will begin to open. The eyes of our understanding this morning will be open to see the marvelous things that God has done for us in Christ Jesus. And then also physically as well. He was so wonderful in his ministry. Everywhere when he met the blind, he told the blind to see. Hallelujah. Wonderful in his ministry to set at liberty those who are oppressed. That reminds me of Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the enemy, oppressed by the devil. That's the reason why he came. I pray this morning as well, every form of oppression in our lives, Jesus Christ came to set the oppressed free. May we go free this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. To set at liberty the oppressed, and then to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to proclaim the jubilee, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I am here. Begin to enjoy the favor of God. Begin to enjoy freedom. Begin to enjoy the freedom that I've come to bring. That was his ministry. Oh, the first time that he stepped out of the synagogue in Luke chapter 4 verse 31, we see him as well meeting the enemy on his own turf and exercising authority and dominion. He says, and he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and as he was teaching them on the Sabbath, they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. His word possessed authority. His ministry was wonderful. And in the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And notice how they described him. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirit, and they come out." His word was with power. His word was with authority. Right away, they noticed a difference between his ministry and the one that they were used to. They saw that this man, his word, had power and authority. Jesus was wonderful in his ministry. And then if that had only been the case, that would even have consummated the whole plan of redemption. He was also wonderful in his death and in his resurrection. And then when he came back, the good news is he said, "The same things that you have seen me do, go and do the same things. You will do the same things that you have seen me do, and greater works." All these things that the disciples said, he said, "You will do greater as well." John chapter 14, verse 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, "Truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father." Hallelujah. Do you believe on him this morning? Do you believe on him this morning? He said, this applies to you and I. He that believes in me, the same works, the works that I do, will he also do. And greater than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. And then he says, verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, that wonderful name. Notice why we started with Isaiah 9:6. He says, his name shall be called wonderful. In my name, you are going to be able to do these things. Whatever you ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And for emphasis, verse 14 is repeated. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Wonderful in his, and the announcement of his birth, wonderful in his birth, wonderful in his ministry, wonderful in his death, wonderful in his ascension, and wonderful in the fact that he said, you and I, oh glory, will be able to do the same works that he did. Glory be to God. What were the works of Jesus? Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. That, if you summarize the ministry of Jesus, it is summarized here. Thank you, Father. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. He went throughout all Galilee. Number one, what was he doing? Teaching. Teaching. Teaching in their synagogue. Teaching was first with them. And proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing. So it consists his ministry. Notice that it's similar to what he said in Luke chapter 4 when he announced his ministry. His ministry consisted of teaching, preaching, and healing. And so if you are going to do the same work that he did, our ministry will consist of the same thing as well. Teaching, preaching, and healing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So why did he have to come? We are studying and understanding the purpose of the coming of the Son of God. He came to save us from our sins. Number one, to save us from our sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Matthew 1, 21. To save us from our sins. It says, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus. Notice, for he will save his people from their sins. He came to take away our sins. Sin is what destroys destinies. Sin is what separated us from God. But he came to save us from our sins. That is the reason why Jesus Christ came, to save us from our sins, so that our lives can reflect his glory, so that our lives can reflect his kingdom, so that our lives can reflect who he is. I pray this morning the glory that Jesus Christ came to restore in our lives will be seen in our lives. Somebody say amen if that's you. Amen. May we be a shining light. May our lives be a shining light. Hallelujah. And then he said he came also to give us. We looked at this yesterday. I'm poking up to where we left off yesterday. He came to give us life, and life at its very best. Life at its very maximum. Life abundant came to us because Jesus Christ came. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Notice, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I am come, that's the reason why he came, that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am come that they may have life. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. If it looks like stealing, and if it looks like killing, and if it looks like destruction, it comes from the enemy. That's something you have to settle. Settle that. Stealing, killing, and destruction does not come from God. It comes from the thief. The thief. He's using the thief to describe the devil. He's the one that steals. He's the one that kills. He's the one that destroys. But Jesus Christ came that we may have life. That word there is very, very, is Zoe. The Greek is Zoe. That is the very life of God. That is the very life of God. That was what was lost in the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned. Now, instead of life, now they had death. And so God came and restored us the very life of God. Now, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord, you have on the inside of you life and life abundantly till it overflows. The very life of God has come, and when we walk in that life, we will begin to enjoy the fruit of that life. But he came to give us life, and life at its very best. Life and life at its very best. The very life of God has come to us. So that, a lot of people are just existing. They are not, when it's night, they wish it's day. When it's day, they wish it's night. They are just existing. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. It's just full of crisis and up and down. Crisis and up and down. But Jesus, they are sometimes crying day and night, but Jesus came to give us his life and life more abundantly. I pray in the name of Jesus that life will begin to be made manifest in our life in this season. May that life be made manifest in our life this season. May that life be made manifest in our life this season. Life will be exciting, that will go forward and not backward. Our life will be going from glory to glory. Our path will be shining from glory to glory. Hallelujah. And then, this is also important. He came to restore the blessing. Acts chapter 3, verse 26. Thank you, Father. He came to restore the blessing. The blessing. Acts 3, 26. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Acts 3:26 says, God, having raised up his servant, referring to Jesus, sent him to you first. Put your name there. Sent him to you first to bless you, to bless you, to bless you, to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. Put your name there and say, Lord, thank you. You send your son to bless me. You send your son to bless me. Again, that's what they lost in the beginning. He talked about the fact that, and God blessed them. That is the thing that he did when he created man. He blessed them. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Life is supposed to be a one of fruitfulness. He sent his son to bless us. My, that is good news. That is the good news. He sent his son to bless us. The blessing that was lost in the garden because Jesus Christ came. Because Jesus Christ came. He sent his son to bless you. To bless you, to give you life and life more abundantly. Somebody's story is changing this morning. In the name of Jesus, may the blessings of God overwhelm you this morning. May the blessings of God overwhelm you in this season. May goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. He sent his son to bless us. Life is not meant to be a burden. It's meant to be in relationship and fellowship with God. Sure, we go through tests and trials, but thanks be to God. Somebody, the Son of God came, and when he overcame, he said, do not worry. Don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. In this world, you have tests and trials and tribulations, but I have overcome the world for you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. That's exciting. Huh. Someone has overcome for us. God loved you so much. He sent his Son to bless you. Sent his son, the blessing has been restored. The blessing that was lost, that blessing is made manifest in our lives, in our health, in our finances, in our relationships, in the people that we come into contact with. He's blessed us so that we can be a blessing, so that our lives can be one of impact and reflect the excellencies and the glory of God. Thank you, Father. The blessing has been restored. From today, you are not going backwards anymore. You are going forward. You are going forward. You are going forward. The plan that God has for your life, the purpose for which God created you, you begin to walk in the fullness of it. Because Jesus Christ came, this was us all being made possible. That's wonderful, wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. We have been washed in the blood of Jesus. We have been washed in the blood of Jesus. Our sins have been wiped away, and now we are in the family of God. No longer when the angel came, he said, glory to God on the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Peace has now been restored between man and God. Peace has now been restored. Peace, you see, peace has been restored. I know. If you may be surrounded by circumstances that in the natural you shouldn't have any peace, but because Jesus Christ has come, peace has been restored. Peace has been restored. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Peace has been restored. The angel said, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Peace. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace. Not we are going to get. Notice that. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. No longer is there enmity between us and God. No longer is there enmity. Peace has been restored. Peace has been restored. Let's all say this together this morning. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Peace that passes all understanding. Peace that passes all understanding has been restored through our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I pray, anything that disturbs your peace, may God step in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace has been restored. Peace has been restored. And then joy also has been restored as well. The joy of God has been restored. Luke chapter 2 verse 10. Look at that story again, please. Thank you, Lord. Joy has been restored. Joy has been restored. Luke chapter 10. Thank you, Father. It says, and the angel said to them, fear not, For to behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Notice, good news of great joy. Good news. That was the good news that he went about announcing. Poor man, I'm here for you. Sick man, I'm here for you. Oppressed, I'm here for you. Anyone in captive, I'm here for you. You do not have to remain in that condition because I have come. Good news and great joy. Even if he has said joy, that would be one thing. Great joy to all people. Joy can only be found in Jesus Christ. You see, happiness comes from our circumstances, what's happening around. But joy that is deep on the inside can only come from Jesus Christ. And thanks be to God that because he came, that joy has been restored. And Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You see, it takes a lot of strength to live by faith. It takes a lot of strength to walk this Christian walk. But the joy of the Lord, and the joy is also one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is on the inside if you are born again. You just have to release it and just begin to recount the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord, that I'm no longer in the world. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. Thank you that despite it, even though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Even though I'm surrounded by circumstances, even though I'm surrounded by situations that may impact my happiness, my joy no one can take away from me. Hallelujah. Joy has been restored. Oh, I feel like running around this building this morning. Joy, joy, joy has been restored. Joy has been restored. Hallelujah. Peace on earth. Great news of great joy has been restored. This morning, from beginning, from today, as we celebrate the best of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he gave us his best that we might receive his best. That we might receive his best. So how do I receive all these things that you are talking about? The first thing is, you must be born again. You must come into the kingdom of God. You must be born again. You must be born again and come into the kingdom of God. Come into the kingdom of God. And then, after we've come into the kingdom of God, so John 1:12, it says that as many as receive him, he gave power to become children of God. Romans 10:13 talks about the fact that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So we come into the kingdom of God first. You see, the gift of Jesus is available today for everybody. Imagine the most wicked person on the earth. Notice the verse we read. It says to save them from their wickedness and sins. To bless them and to save them from their wickedness. The most wicked person on the earth has Jesus on their hands. Jesus has already been given. God's gift, God's best gift is available for all. He has already been given. He just has to receive what has been given. Thank you, Father. And then how do we enjoy? How do we receive what has been purchased for us? How do we receive all these blessings that he has laid out for us? We must seek his kingdom first. His interest on the earth must be topmost above anything else. What he is interested in, we are interested in. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. That is how to receive what has been made available for us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. If he gave his best, we are determined to give our best. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Prior to that, he was talking about the basic things of life, things to eat, clothes to wear. These are things that we think about. But he's saying that seek my kingdom first. Make my kingdom your priority, and all these things will be added to you. The things that others are chasing after, you seek me first, and they will be added to you. They will be added to you. Job 36 verse 11 puts it in different words. Thank you, Father. Job 36 verse 11. All these things, he sent his son to bless you. Job 36 verse 11. Hallelujah. If they listen and serve him, they complete their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. If they listen and serve him, all these things will happen. If that means if they don't listen and serve him, it will go well with them. But it says they complete their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. But if they do not listen, they perish by the sword and die without knowledge. We all make a commitment that God, you only had one son. You only had one son to give, and you give him. I only have one life to give, and I give it to you. Lord, take my life and do something with it. Take my life. I will listen to you. I will listen to what you have to say to me in your word. I will listen to what you have to say in my heart. I will serve you and obey you. If they obey and serve him, all these things will be theirs. And in the old covenant, Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, he puts it a little different light as well. Exodus 15, 26. Thank you, Father. If you listen, if you diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put, or the Hebrew literature says, I will permit none of the diseases on you that I permitted or put on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord your healer. If they will listen and obey the voice of God and do what is right, none of those diseases, all the sicknesses and diseases, he says, just obey and save me. I will not permit it to come on you. I will not permit it to come on you. No, just obey and save me, and I'll take care of it. Hallelujah. This morning I pray that the power of sickness, if anybody is sick, hear or listen, be destroyed in anyone's life in the mighty name of Jesus. He came to heal the sick. I say, serve me, listen to me, make a commitment that I am going to serve God and commit to him more in the coming year. And then next, we just also have to put and just ask him for the things that he has provided for us. Revelations chapter 5 verse 12. The sevenfold blessing of God that has been made available for us. Revelations chapter 5 and verse 12. Thank you, Father. Notice this. Oh, I love his word. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Notice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive all these things. Revelations 5:12. Now, we'll come back to Revelations 5:12. We'll wrap up with that. But let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And then we'll come back. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. It's Christmas, isn't it? Oh, hallelujah. Romans 5. Romans What did I say? Romans 8, 17. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Romans 8, 17. Thank you, Lord. It says, listen to this. And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. An heir is somebody who inherits, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. Notice, he says, heirs of God and fellow heirs. So the New King James says, join heirs with Christ. We are heirs of God. We have inherited God. God now lives in us, and we are joined as with Christ. Hallelujah. So if someone died and you are an inheritant, you inherited property or something with your siblings or relative, and they say you are joined, it means you are sharing the same inheritance. You have a share in the inheritance. So go back again. Let's go back, please, to Revelations Chapter 5, verse 12. If we are joined as with him, and he was slain and worthy to receive all that, oh, that is the best Christmas present that we can have. Revelations chapter 5, verse 12. Now this will mean something to us. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power. If we receive power and we are joint heirs, then I receive the same power as well. Thanks be to God. His power. I don't have to live, and you and all either. Don't have to live a powerless life anymore. The power of God is now available to us. And wealth. Oh, his wealth is available to us as well. Jesus is wealthy, and he shares his wealth with us, and wisdom, so that we don't have to make bad decisions again. We can be led by God. We can be led and partake of the wisdom of God. Oh, wisdom is now available. Wisdom to put us over in life, in to make us walk triumphantly. We have received that wisdom as well. And might or strength, no more weakness again. I pray no more weakness again. You begin to enjoy the strength and the vitality of God. And honor, what's the opposite of honor? Shame. No, he says honor, living a life that is honorable, living a life that glorifies God, shame removed from our life. Oh, no longer, he says, no one that believes in me will be put to shame. Shame may be staring in your face this morning, but thanks be to God, honor has been restored. He received honor, and we received honor as well. And glory. Oh, he says that we should go from glory to glory. From glory to glory. May that be your portion this morning. And the last one, and blessing. Hallelujah. And blessing. Seven stands for perfection in the Bible. Number one, power, wealth, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing. May that be yours this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive that. He says, worthy is the one who was slain to receive, and we are joined as with him. Thanks be to God. Oh, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Power has been restored. Wealth has been restored. Wisdom has been restored. And might and honor and glory and blessing. We just go to the Father and thank him. Oh, Lord, thank you that you give us your best gift. This Christmas day, I receive this gift. And these things, Lord, let them be made manifest in my life. I believe I receive power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, and glory, and blessing. Lord, let me begin to walk in the fullness of it. Receive all this morning in the name of Jesus. On this Christmas day, where gifts are said, and gifts, we share gifts, exchange gifts. May God release all this on you in the name of Jesus. Let's close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Father. Oh, my Lord, the presence of God is here this morning. The presence of God is here this morning. Joy, joy, peace, and all these things have been restored. And then he says, oh, just go ahead and serve me and enjoy what I've purchased for you. Lord, just begin to talk to God this morning and say, God, thank you for your son. Thank you for your son. Thank you for your son. Oh, we are now in the family of God. And join us with the Lord Jesus Christ, heirs of God. Thank you. He was wonderful in his birth. He was wonderful in his ministry. He was wonderful in his death. He was wonderful in his resurrection. And oh, if that had only ended there, oh, that wouldn't have done it. But you said, oh God, we can live the same wonderful life that you lived and walk in victory and walk in power and walk in wisdom and walk in might and walk in honor. Oh, hallelujah. The dominion of death and the dominion of the enemy has been broken and shattered over our lives. And now we are in the kingdom of God. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Talk to him this morning. Just say, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You sent to him to us first. To bless us. Oh, that no longer will we walk in the curse. That we will walk in health. That we will walk in what you have done for us. In your wealth that you have provided for us. In your wisdom that you have provided for us. Oh, thank you. Now we know something about what Jesus Christ came. Lord, breathe upon this assembly this morning. Breathe on everyone, oh God. Let each and everyone receive a special package from you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every form of captivity and oppression end this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The sevenfold blessing that was restored to us. Thank you, Father. Online, just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you gave your son, the Lord Jesus, to come and bless me. Today, I receive him as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you that I'm saved. Help me to live my life to serve you. Thank you that you gave your life that I might have your very best. And now I give you my best in the mighty name of Jesus. Now let's raise our hands and I'll pray for us before we go. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may you receive a gift from heaven today and in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus, may this season not be a season of stress, but may it be a season of peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, where there is loneliness, may you know that you have a family in God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and may God, whatever God has packaged for your life, even for this year, before the end of this year, may you see it in your life. May you receive a testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. May God crown your year with his goodness and his abundance. And may your path be dropped with fatness by God. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. May the joy of the Lord be yours now and forever. In Jesus' mighty name. And let everybody say, Amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.